It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Nikki Budzinski, who is from Illinois, represents the 13th Congressional District. So good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Tony. Thank you for having me on.
Well, first off, welcome to Congress and welcome to the House Ag Committee. It's almost baptism by fire, if you will. You've come in and, boy, hit the ground running, haven't you?
I've really tried. You know, the House Agriculture Committee was my number one selection for committee assignment when I came in as a freshman, in part because I knew it was a farm bill year, so that was where the action was going to be. But also I'd say it's a great committee for so many wonderful deliverables for Central and Southern Illinois, which is the part of the state that I represent in the 13th District. And so really excited to be a part of this committee. And I would say too, Tony, it's a bipartisan committee. It's still, as you know, one of the few places in Washington where we can work together across the party aisle to get things done. I've tried to do that in this first 7 months in office, introduce some legislation that supports our family farmers, put on a bipartisan basis.
You mentioned family farmers. Any chance you talk with the Illinois Farm Bureau?
It's so funny you ask. I actually just left a meeting with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and I'm in regular touch with them. I would say one of the things I thought was really important when I first took office was to actually set up an agricultural advisory council in the district so that I could hear directly from all of the different stakeholders within Central and Southern Illinois that the House Agriculture Committee is going to touch on. And so obviously the Illinois Farm Bureau has one of those seats at the table, but I'm also really excited that we have a lot of our great universities. You know, the University of Illinois, our College of ACES program is a world-class agriculture program that I'm really proud to get the chance to represent. But we launched our first council meeting actually at Lincoln Land Community College. We've got great community colleges in Central and Southern Illinois that are leading the way in agricultural research and innovation. Precision agriculture, Parkland Community College was the first community college in the country to have a certified program in precision ag. So getting to advocate for those types of issues and to hear directly from my agricultural advisory council on the issues that they care the most about, knowing that I'm a freshman going into a farm bill year, that there's a lot to learn, but there are so many opportunities for us in Central and Southern Illinois in this committee. That's why I'm so excited to serve on it.
Now, when we talk farm bill, there's multiple titles across there. There's, I believe, 12 titles at last check. So when you look at the farm bill, is there an area that you're really focused on right now? Even though you're focused on all of it, is there one that really has your attention?
Well, obviously, I have to say, first and foremost, you know, I'm a very big supporter of crop insurance and the nutrition title. Those are two really key critical components that I think have a lot of bipartisan support on the committee. So obviously, very supportive of those things. And those are definitely deliverables for the district. But apart from that, I actually get to serve on three different subcommittees. Most House members actually only volunteer for two. I volunteered for three. So on that, I get to really be an advocate on the front lines for a lot of those issues, a lot of those titles that are going to be really important in negotiation in the farm bill. I'm on the commodities subcommittee, so making sure that we're advocating for our top commodities in Illinois, which we're the number one soybean producer in the country, the state of Illinois is. We're the second producer only to Iowa and corn, and we're also top pork producer. So we have a lot of really important commodities within Central and Southern Illinois, wanting to make sure I'm advocating for our family farmers and that food production. I'd also say agricultural research is something that's a really important title for me, too. I highlighted for you some of the great places of higher education that we have. We actually even have in the city of Decatur, they've actually set up an FFA Academic Excellence Program within Decatur. So a lot of great agricultural education programs that are really critical and something that I really want to be an advocate for within the Farm Bill. But also I would say there's a lot of other legislative initiatives. One of them I just recently introduced, which is the Young Farmers Bill, bipartisan piece of legislation. My Republican colleague on the House Ag Committee, who too is a freshman, Zach Nunn, representing Des Moines, you know, we bonded as friends, I think, very quickly in new member orientation because he, like me, we both represent state capital communities. He represents Des Moines. I represent Springfield, Illinois. That's my home. And so we bonded over corn and soybean and pork, and we've come together on, I think, a really important piece of legislation that we just introduced last week. It's going to help incentivize and expand the land capital access program within the USDA. Right now, that is just a small pilot program, but what we're advocating for is expanding it to a $100 million program annually. That what it would do is actually help to provide technical assistance, support for young and beginning farmers, those in underserved areas that are underrepresented in agriculture, help them to get on their feet. So that they can get access to land and they can possibly compete with developers that are also looking at that same land. How do we help those young and beginning farmers get access to land? And so through this grant program, we can provide direct financial aid to them as they're getting off the ground. I think that's really important, Tony, as we think about the fact that farmers now, on an average, are upwards of almost 60 years old today. So you have to ask yourself, who is going to be coming up behind them? Who is that next generation of young farmers to be taking advantage of the great soil we have in central Illinois? Continue to grow corn and soybeans so that we are a leading agricultural leader in the country. We need young farmers to be coming up the pipeline.
Well, you're talking about young farmers, which means they're replacing the older farmers. Is there any concern about health care and especially access in rural communities?
Yeah, that is honestly another real passion of mine. I think in rural communities like those that I come from, those that I represent, we have unique challenges when it comes to healthcare and access to healthcare. Our rural hospitals are facing the pinch financially and for a lot of different reasons, but one of them in particular is our workforce shortages. We have a real challenge attracting specialty care. You know, I talk very openly about the fact that I do believe we have a mental health crisis in this country that has left no community untouched. That's young, old. I hear about that actually from our Agricultural Advisory Council. Family farmers are facing mental health challenges as we have a pretty volatile market right now and what that means. And so how are we making sure that people in these communities get the health care access that they need to the specialists? And so one of the things, again, a bipartisan piece of legislation I've introduced is the Rural Health Corps Act, which would basically say to healthcare professionals that come to our community, stay in our community for 5 years, we're going to help relieve some of your student debt. And I think that's just one small way that we can help to incentivize people to stay in our wonderful communities that we have, continue to practice, and as an end result, help my constituents get the access to the specialty health care that we need. I think it's incredibly, incredibly important. And something I would mention, too, you know, I know we're going to talk a lot about the House Ag Committee, but my second committee is the House Veterans Affairs Committee, which is so important. I serve on the Health Subcommittee. Using that platform of that subcommittee, I'm really trying to lean in on healthcare and specifically rural healthcare for our veterans as well. So lots to do in this space, and I'm hoping our legislative initiative will come to fruition and we'll be able to provide some relief to some of these communities.
You know, we didn't even have time to talk about broadband or some of the other things that you've done before you came to Congress. So that means one thing, you have to come back and visit with us again.
I would be happy to. Anytime
you'll do that, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Well,
yes.
And by the way, good luck on getting this 23 farm bill across the finish line.
Thank you. We need to do it. We got to get it done.
Again, it's the Honorable Nikki Budzinski, who represents the 13th Congressional District of Illinois and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.